You're listening to The Worker's Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premis Health, and Voya Financial.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN, live from Cafe Bionda. We are super stoked to have with us one of our main sponsors, actually, and that is Stu Clark. He's the CEO of Premis Health, correct?
That is correct. Hey, guys.
Welcome back,
Stu. What's up, Stu? Friend of the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming back. Stu, you are from West Virginia.
Yes, sir.
And you have an interesting background, right? Tell us a tiny little bit about it.
Well, I'm an eighth generation West Virginian.
Wow.
So we were there before the state split.
Wow.
Coal mining, mostly, on both sides of my family.
Yep.
Grandfather returned from World War II. Met his nine-month-old daughter, who is my mother.
Wow.
And the next thing he did was go down to the Union Hall and sign up with the UMWA.
Love it.
And he was a miner for 43 years and retired with the same company.
That's awesome. Yeah. Back when you could do that, right?
Back when you could do that.
And so you took a circuitous path back into the labor world. And so you're CEO of Premis Health. And tell us just briefly, like, what's Premis Health?
Premis Health provides primary care on-site or near-site for large organizations, in this case, unions. The key here is we cut out the middleman. We cut out the health plan. We cut out the pharmacy benefit management company. We get paid directly, in this case, by the union fund. We have one mission: make the members and their family members healthier. So it's a pretty simple mandate.
Seems pretty common sense, right?
And you know, are obviously, you know, Premis is a sponsor of the show, one of our main sponsors, and you also run the health centers that the operating engineers have.
Correct.
In our entire jurisdiction, and the carpenters have, and the electricians, 134 have. And now, how many health centers do we have under the auspices of the Midwest Coalition of Labor?
We have five right now that are open and running, fully staffed, and they're quite popular with your membership.
And it is, it's like you said, it's direct care. You said this to me once a long time ago, and it always stuck with me. You know, when we did when we were looking for partners, right, to partner with, to open these doctor's offices and open these clinics and near sites, et cetera. At that point, Stu, this is pre-COVID, the field was a lot bigger, was it not?
It was. There were probably about 10 companies doing what we do.
And so probably 5, 6, 7 submitted RFPs, and then we whittled it down. But you said, and I just remember this, you said that we're here to disrupt healthcare.
Correct.
Right? And why? Do you think it's broken? Does it need disrupting? Explain that statement.
Yeah, it's completely broken. We have a system that is so compartmentalized and so confusing and so driven, we've lost sight of the fact that this patient has no idea where to go when they need certain types of care. I compare it to being in a rowboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, no sail, no motor, no oars. That's what a patient is when they need to get complex healthcare. That's on the complex side. If you need basic care, primary care, you can't get in to see anybody.
That's right.
Right.
And if you're delivering primary care in the right fashion, that primary care team is helping your member and their family navigate, get to the right specialist, get to the right hospital for the condition that they have.
So, in a nutshell, basically, it's the antithesis of going to the doctor who, you know, and I'm sure everybody...
You get to see for 5 minutes.
If that, right? You see the nurse practitioner. First, you see somebody that takes your blood pressure and does all that, and then you see the nurse practitioner, and she'll talk about it, and then she'll look at your chart, and then the doctor will come in, but I swear to God, this is true, and I think, Ed, you coined this phrase, doorknob medicine.
I got that from my good friend Tom Bernstein, but yeah, it's a door hanger medicine.
Their hand is on the door.
Right.
Hey, Ken, how you feeling? Well, I'd like to. That sounds great. I'll see you in 3 weeks, you know, or whatever it is.
Well, look, this gets back to the misalignment. So you come in for an earache.
Yeah.
The doc is going to look in your ear, write you a script, and then they're hanging on the doorknob, right?
Right.
What our doc should be doing is saying, hey, let's just take a few minutes and talk about your lifestyle, your family history, if you know it. Let's talk about what's really going on with Ken at work and at home. because that's when we can start talking about the underlying conditions.
Right.
Behavioral health is maybe one of the most dangerous medical conditions in the country right now, and men typically don't like to talk about
mental health. Sure. That's for sure.
And so,
especially in the trades, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Too tough to talk, mm-hmm. as we say in the trades, mm-hmm. right?
So we've incorporated that into primary care, and
that's huge.
You know, we're trying to take the stigma away from it.
It seems like an opportunity, especially right now, where people are a little bit more open to talking about it. So, you know, kudos for the work you've done on it.
Well, yeah.
It's meant a lot to our members.